أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the incident with the Ahle Bayt, with the Azwaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about drinking the honey, and then the oath of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the divulgence of the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls upon the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take heed and to be very concerned with regards to their own families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who have brought iman, save yourselves and your ahl, your family members, from a fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, whose fuel is that of mankind and that of stone. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of an additional responsibility that we have. One is the responsibility of ourselves to become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also calls us ourselves to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, and together with that save our families from the fire of Jahannam. A very, very brief description that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that has given with regards to the fire of Jahannam, that the fuel of the fire of Jahannam will be that of mankind, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of stones. Now mankind would be those that are gone into the fire of Jahannam, and with regards to stones, some have stated that these will be the idols of stone that were manufactured by the people from time to time, that will also be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. How would one save oneself and one saves one's family from the fire of Jahannam? Both will be the same rule. And that is that we ourselves keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ourselves become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And together with that, we inculcate in our families, our wives and our children, the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we prohibit them from the disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look at the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to teach our children, to encourage our children to perform salat at the age of 7. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us in this hadith very broadly that we have to impress upon their minds the importance of salat. We have to bring about within themselves this routine of performing salat, and by the age of 10, if they do not perform it, then we would punish them. Now when we look at this whole phenomena of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very beautifully explained by Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he states that in actual fact the namaz, the salat, becomes compulsory upon them when they become baligh. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about two stages before they be bulugh, before they become baligh, the age of 7 and the age of 10. Because initially a child needs to inculcate that habit, and by the age of 10 then the child should have become habitual, so that by the age of bulugh, when the child reaches the age of puberty, then that namaz is read with a degree of dedication, with a degree of commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a degree of sincerity. Because if it begins at the age of buluh, then obviously there is no period of time by which they become habitual. Initially a child will perform salat to show us they are reading namaz, then they will read the namaz because they will fear our wrath and our anger. Then obviously it becomes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the steps that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown us. And this is not only confined to namaz, but to every aspect of deen with regards to integrity, with regards to honesty and the other amal of deen. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and describes the malaika that are upon the fire of Jahannam. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. That they are such malaika that are stern. They are called Zabaniya in the Quran Sharif. They are very, very stern. Some have stated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has removed raham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed mercy from their hearts for those people who are in the fire of Jahannam, and most especially the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes them shidad, that they are very, very strong. They are strong insofar as their physical strength is concerned. So on the one hand, a heart that has now, from which the rahmah of Allah, from which the raham, the mercy has been removed, they themselves are strong. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them to do. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they fulfill the commandments of Allah, whatever they have been commanded. So in other words, there is no waiver, there is absolutely no getaway from that fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. O those who have disbelieved, La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. The announcement will be made. Do not make excuses on this day. That is the day of Qiyamah. Although the address is to the disbelievers, you and I also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept much excuses from us. So rather, we become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Certainly you will be recompensed for only that which you had practiced. In other words, if your practice is in accordance to the commandments of Allah, you would have been rewarded accordingly. But because your practices has been not according to the commandments of Allah, against the commandments of Allah, then you will be rewarded such. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.